Hey everybody, welcome to today's podcast. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about the art of learning. You guys have come a long way so far in this particular course that you are in, heading towards your black belt or potentially higher, depending on whereabouts you fall into all of this. I refer to pressure points, Kyusho Jitsu, as an art and a science. And it truly is a science because we do experimentation to try to prove theories. And that's what science is actually supposed to be about, is doing experimentations based on and then using the observations to take theories and try to create facts with them. Right? Now, I don't really believe that we are ever going to have any absolute facts when you're dealing with people's bodies, because everybody is different, but we can get some pretty good guidelines and pretty good generalized truths. Okay, now learning in and of itself is also an art form, and the older you get, the worse you get at doing it. Right, so I'm gonna give you guys a few tips today. Now you're sitting here and you are either reading something that is written here, you're watching a video that we've done for you, or you're listening to an audio. Right? So we cover quite a large basis of methods of teaching you. But for all of them, I truly suggest that you sit here every time you come to the site with a piece of paper from a pad, like one of those yellow pads, legal type pads that they use for notes, and a pen, and you take notes even when you're reading. Also, try to do the notes in actual cursive writing rather than printing. Now, the way the brain works, right, is when you actually write something out, you are putting your actual energy into it as you are forming everything. When you're typing, you're not really doing that the same way. And the actual act of writing things out like that helps to burn the new neurons into your brain, right? How they connect and disconnect, and it will create that deeper into a memory for you than just 5 minutes after you leave the site. Right? And then take those particular notes, right, and rewrite them in a better form. Right? Because you can do it sort of like in point form, like I used to do, and then I would write it out in long form afterwards. And then for simplicity's sake, I would actually type the notes out and save them into a file, which I later on used to create workbooks and things like that. Because, you know, your handwritten notes can, you spill coffee on them, all sorts of things can happen to them. But the actual act of doing that creates memory, right? Creates and contributes to your IQ levels going up as you are learning, right? And truly learning. Because something they've also discovered recently, and they don't want to talk about this either, is IQ is not a static thing. It can go up and down, right? And today, in Canada anyway, in Ontario, they're no longer teaching kids cursive writing. They're putting them in front of computers and going, oh, you can type this out. Problem is they're not learning anything. Yeah. Interesting parallels, okay, between Canada and Romania and the people. Okay? Go into a Tim Hortons in Canada and you get a coffee, and the coffee will pick a price of $1.75 for your coffee, right? And you hand the girl $5.75. Girl, I shouldn't pick on her, just the girls, because it doesn't matter if it's a girl or a boy. And they look at you with a blank stare because they can't even count back change. So if they had entered into the cash that you were giving them $2 and you gave them $5.75, they're lost. I've watched some of them void transactions to redo it because they do not know how to count it back. And that's not that they're not smart enough. They've never been taught it. Now here, the handling of cash reminds me of the 70s. No problem, sir. You gave me this, count it back to you. They could do the math in their heads, right? So you can't, when I was a kid, I used to hear, well, you know, because calculators came out when I was in high school. They were like $150 at Sears for a calculator with a red LED display. And remember the teacher saying, no, you can't use a calculator. You won't have a calculator with you all the time. You need to be able to do math. Well, now you have a calculator with you all the time and nobody can do math. And it is the same for learning anything. And, you know, you're spending money to learn Kyusho. You want to retain it. You want to be able to use it. So make sure that you are handwriting the notes, transposing the notes afterwards so you understand them. And then if you want them in your computer, type them in afterwards. Okay. For those of you who tend to prefer audio for learning, I'm one of them. I like audio. Okay. Video, I'm not a visual learner. I do use video and listen. But I'm audio and I actually have to do the movement, right? My oldest son, Kurt, is a visual learner. What he can do watching a video, I couldn't recall when we got to the cane system with Cane Masters, Grandmaster Shuey's old man with a cane. He watched the video and he was doing the pattern off of the video a couple hours later. You're talking 100 move pattern, right? He's brilliant when it comes to, he sees it, he does it, right? I'm not that way. I hear it, I can do it, then I have to do it, right? Anyways, I go off. But if you're an auditory learner like I am, what I used to do was I would make my point notes. I'd write them out long form when I got back home. I typed them in the computer, and then I would dictate them to a file like this and put them on an iPod that I had, and I would listen to them afterwards. And then it burned right into my memory. Anyways, that's my tip for today in this podcast about how to learn Kyusho, how to be more effective with it. Hope you get something out of it. You guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Ciao, bunga.